This is First in Felony, the true crime podcast that exposes crimes committed by athletes. What the Carolina Panthers didn't know was that they were drafting someone who would plot to kill his pregnant girlfriend in order to avoid paying child support. Ray Carruth was born Ray Lamar Wiggins on January 20th, 1974, in Sacramento, California. He eventually gained an athletic scholarship and attended the University of Colorado before playing professionally. On Wednesday, November 16, 1999, Ray Carruth and his girlfriend, Sharika Adams, who was 8 months pregnant, drove in separate cars to see The Bone Collector at a local movie theater in Charlotte, South Carolina. After the movie, Sharika was following Carruth on Rhea Road when he suddenly stopped. A rental car driven by Michael Eugene Kennedy pulled up alongside Sharika Adams' BMW. The passenger, a man later identified as Van Brett Watkins, fired 5 shots into the vehicle. 4 of the bullets hit Adams, but luckily none struck her unborn child. Satisfied with the result, Carruth and the other car sped away. However, Sharika Adams was not dead. She managed to drive onto the lawn of a nearby house and dialed 911 from her car phone.
911.
You've been shot. Where are you at, ma'am?
I'm 8 months pregnant.
How'd this happen?
I was following my baby daddy, Ray Carruth, my boy.
Where's he at?
He was in the car in front of me, and he slowed down, and somebody pulled up beside me and did this.
And then where'd he go?
He just laughed. I think he did it. I don't know what to think.
Okay.
Adams was rushed to the hospital and was able to write notes to the police implicating Carruth before slipping into a coma. Doctors were able to deliver Adams' baby via emergency C-section, but Chancellor Lee Adams suffered from cerebral palsy due to the lack of oxygen caused by the attack. Police arrested Ray Carruth and charged him with murder, conspiracy to commit first-degree murder, shooting into an occupied vehicle, and the use of an instrument to destroy an unborn child, before releasing him on $3 million bail, under the condition that he turn himself in if Sharika Adams or her son died. Sadly, Sharika Adams passed away from her injuries about a month after the attack, and instead of turning himself in, Ray Carruth went on the run. However, Carruth was found quickly thanks to a tip from his own mother. Carruth was found hiding in the trunk of a 1997 Toyota Camry in the parking lot of a motel in Wilderville, Tennessee. In the trunk alongside Carruth were water bottles filled with urine, candy bars, a cell phone, and a few $1,000 in cash. The other men who participated in the shooting were also arrested. Van Brett Watkins accepted a plea deal and testified against Carruth and the other defendants. Here is the trigger man, Van Brett Watkins, testifying in court.
That's the bitch I was talking about. Ray Carruth. That's the bitch I was referring to who got me into this. This is the bitch I was referring to. He didn't stand up. I stood up for mine. I say I did it. Mm-hmm. I did it because he made me do it.
Here are some excerpts from an interview Van Brett Watkins did with Bryant Gumbel.
I fired 1 shot and 4 more shots. Bam, 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 bam. She was screaming. He picked a place. Ray Road, dark road, black night, no lights, black BMW, black tinted windows. Everything was black that night. He thought life was all about him.
Prosecutors stated that Carruth had recruited Watkins and Kennedy because he did not want to pay child support.
Get it over with. She's going to have a baby soon. Get the job done.
Prosecutors also stressed a series of phone calls between Carruth and Watkins during the weeks prior to the shooting.
For $50,000 for 5 seconds work, I'm going to take that money. My fault is that I didn't do like a hitman should do, kill everybody on the scene.
Carruth's defense claimed the shooting was a result of Carruth's refusal to finance a drug deal. This is Ray Carruth speaking with CNN.
I was not there. I didn't see the shooting. I didn't hear any shots. I can't testify to anything that happened to Sharika on Ray Road.
During the trial, one of Caruth's ex-girlfriends, Amber Turner, also testified that Caruth confessed to being involved and also stated that Caruth had threatened her into getting an abortion, but later recanted under cross-examination. Ray Caruth did not take the stand, but many women took the stand in order to defend or denounce him. It's worthy to note, before being recruited to kill Sharika Adams, Michael Eugene Kennedy dealt crack, and Van Brett Watkins was once convicted of setting a man on fire while incarcerated and stabbed his own brother. After 11 weeks and 70 witnesses, the jury returned with a guilty verdict on 3 of the 4 charges. Shockingly, the jury found Caruth not guilty of first-degree murder. Caruth was sentenced 18 to 24 years for his part in the crime. Michael Eugene Kennedy received 11 years and 8 months on a second-degree murder charge, and Van Brett Watkins, the trigger man, got 40 years for his role in Sharika Adams' murder. Caruth is eligible for parole starting in 2018. While incarcerated, Caruth still managed to make headlines.
New at 5, Eyewitness News has learned that former Carolina Panther Ray Caruth, in prison for orchestrating the murder of his pregnant girlfriend, has been moved to a lighter security prison here in North Carolina. Caruth was convicted in the 1999 murder of Sharika Adams, who was 8 months pregnant with his child. He was sentenced to 4 years in prison, but is set to be released in 2018. Caruth had been at Harnett Correctional in Lillington, but on Tuesday he was moved to the Terrell Prison Work Farm in Columbia, North Carolina. The lower security facility means more privileges and freedoms. He could choose to work on a road crew and could eventually qualify for a work release program outside the facility. He's now 41 and is working as a prison barber, making $1 a day.
Caruth's son, Chancellor, lives with his grandmother, Sandra Adams. Sandra Adams has preached forgiveness and hopes that when Ray is released, he will be part of his son's life.
There is just no other choice but for me to forgive Ray, because part of Ray makes Chancellor who he is.
You know, when the time comes and I do get to talk to Chancellor, I'll sit him down and I'll tell him what happened. Not what the media believes happens, or not what Watkins says happened, but what actually happened that night.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to First and Felony. If you like what we do, please tell someone about the podcast. Be sure to find us on Facebook and Twitter, and you can email the show anytime at firstandfelony@gmail.com. This podcast was hosted, written, and edited by Russell Corona, produced by Courtney Howerton and Russell Corona, with music and sound provided by Dominic Tiberio. Thanks for listening.